In our previous shiurim, we discussed the episode in Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, where Yosef ben Yezer had a purse full or an attic full of gold coins, which he refused to give to his son. And ultimately his son got married, had a baby, and bought a fish for his wife in honor of the birth of that baby. And when he opened up the fish, he found a beautiful, expensive diamond in the fish. And based on his wife's advice, he went to the Beis HaMikdash to sell it to Hekdesh to be able to use for the Uruv HaTumim. And as the Gemara goes on to say, they assessed it as being worth 13 attic-fulls or purse-fulls of gold, and they therefore made a statement, Amalhu, Amdavakasu. So at that time they made a statement that Yosef ben Yezer, his father, Hichnas Achas, he donated one aliyah of gold to the Beis HaMikdash. Ubnai and his son, because they didn't have to reimburse him the 13, they only had 7, so he donated the remaining six to Hekdesh, Hichneshesh. So there's a very famous Tshuvas HaRashba. Shayel Tshuvas Chelek Aleph Simen Tuf Kuf Pei Aleph. Based on this Gemara and other places, from here we see, says the Rashba, mitzvah lefarsem oisa mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to publicize someone who does a mitzvah, because we see that they would write the names of the people who were magdish different items to the hegdish. And the Rashba goes on to say that we find that the Torah praises Reuven when he did a mitzvah. Again, v'yishmei Reuven v'yetzalei miyadam. So from the Torah we already see this proper anhoga of publicizing and praising people who do the right thing. And the Rashba gives two explanations why we should do this. One, he says, is because the people who do the right thing deserve schar. And the schar that they get, what part of the schar they get is that people should know what they did, the good thing that they've done. Another reason he gives is because that this will incentivize other people to do mitzvah. When people see that there's so much praise given to people who do mitzvahs, that will incentivize them to do mitzvahs. The Bria, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simin Reish Mem Tes, Sif Yud Gimel, teaches us. And the Ramah teaches us. Vakaponin lo yisparah adam betzdakah shenayson. A person should not boast about the tzedakah that he gives. V'yisparah, and if he does act that way, says the Ramah, lo yidei she'eino mekabel schar. Not only won't he get reward, ela afilu manish noisa halel. He will be punished. However, says the Ramah, if somebody donates something for tzedakah, it's permitted that he should write his name. It should be for him a zikaron. And quoting the Rashba that we're speaking about, v'roy lasis kein, it's appropriate to do that. And in fact, the Gra brings a medrash in Rus that says, "V'sha'aver haya adam oisa mitzvah." In the past, when a person would do a mitzvah, But Navi Kaisa, and the Navi would record a mitzvah. However, actually, Ksha Adamaisa mitzvah, now when somebody does a mitzvah, Mikaisvai, who records it? There is no Beis HaMikdash that had some sort of a recording system. Says the Medrash, Eliyahu Kaisvai, Eliyahu writes it, O Melech HaMashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaisim Al Yedeim. And the Melech HaMashiach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyach himself sign on it. Tritva says that this Gemara is not necessarily a raya to Rashba, because he says just because the Gemara says that they wrote what people donated to the Beis HaMikdash doesn't mean that it was publicized. The Taz gives a different explanation why it's appropriate to publicize what somebody donates to the tzedakah. Because if somebody donates something to a specific purpose, and it's written that it was given for that specific purpose, then everybody, once that's publicized and recorded, his intent cannot be, what he intended to do cannot be changed. However, teaches us the Chachmas Adam, Klal Mem, Kuf Mem Dalas Sif Katan, Sif Chav Gimel, that two important points. One, he says, is that this publicity around him doing a Dvar Mitzvah should not cause him to be arrogant about doing it. And moreover, says the Chachmas Adam, other people could praise him, but he himself walking around and saying, look what I did, look how great I am, is inappropriate. There's also a discussion amongst the Paiskim if, in what situation do we, as this said, is it only when somebody's making a donation to a Beis HaKnesses, to a Beis HaMedrash, to a Yeshiva, or even when he's making a donation to Aniyim? So it seems that given the reasons that we quoted from the Rashbam, from the Rashba, that it's for schar or to incentivize other people to do the right thing, it shouldn't make a difference what cause of tzedakah you're giving. It should, the same concept ought to apply. However, Rav Moshe Sternbuch and the Shaila of Tshuvas van Hagas Chelik Beis Simen Tuf Pei Aleph says that when somebody's giving tzedakah for aniyim, there is no point in making a person. Everybody certainly agrees that in a case where tzedakah was being given to aniyim, and even if you'll hold that you can publicize the tzedakah that was given, certainly you can't say the name of the person or people who got the tzedakah. The Gilya Mashah here quotes the Shaila of Tshuva Tzemach Tzedek, who says that if somebody donated an object to a Beis HaKnesses and he wants to put his name on it, it's only permissible if the kehillah, the community, the shul, willingly accepted this donation. But if they don't want to accept his donation and he forces them to take donations so he can get honor, of course, it's inappropriate. And the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tuf Kuf Gimel says something incredible. He says somebody was building a beautiful shul, and there were other people that wanted to participate and also donate to the building of the shul. And he refused. He says, I want to have the mitzvah all for myself, because like this, my children and me will have a zeicha, will have a remembrance forever. and says the Sefer Chassidim v'kol ha'zarei. Moreover, the Pesachei Tshuva and Sifkot and Gimel and the Gilui Mashar as well say that the only time we could put the name of a person who made a donation on the object they donated or put a plaque that he donated it is only if he made a donation. But let's say you have a Gabbai of a shul who administers the entire shul, and he wants to have a plaque indicating that he was the Gabbai. That is not a good reason. That is not a reason for publicity. However, the Das Torah and the Shas Tshuvas Yehuda Yala do indicate that if the Gabbai went beyond the call of duty, he didn't just do the job, he really exerted himself and put in tremendous effort and time to make the shul, even though it wasn't his money that was involved in this construction, he's still a deserving of honor and a plaque commemorating such a maisa toiv, such a worthy deed, can be erected.